Cartel gunman assassinating police commander kill infant in Mexico. By Cartel Chronicles on November 27, 2022. A group of cartel gunmen killed a 7-month-old baby during an assassination attempt that left a police commander in the state of Guanajuato and members of his family dead. The murder was an act of vengeance by a hyper-violent cartel over the killing of one of their hitmen who was related to the leadership. The murders took place recently in the town of Teramaro, Guanajuato, where gunmen from Cartel Santa Rosa de Lima carried out an assassination attempt on the local police commander. Law enforcement information shared with Breitbart Texas revealed that the attack was carried out by Cartel Santa Rosa de Lima, CSDRL, during early morning hours at the house of the local police commander. The gunman killed the commander, his wife, and his brother-in-law. After the gunman killed the adults, they contacted the current operational leader of CSRDL, Karen Lisbeth Law, Karen Yepes Ortiz, who ordered them to also kill the 7-month-old baby, who was the only survivor in the house, to send a message. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart Texas that the murder was in response to the murder of Luis Antonio Tonito, who was the son of Karen Lisbeth and nephew of top cartel leader El Maro. As Breitbart Texas reported, CSDRL is a hyper-violent criminal organization that is fighting for control of the local distribution of drugs in Guanajuato and the theft of fuel. The group carried out several mass killings in recent weeks and also resorted to the use of explosives in their fight against members of Cartel Jalisco New Generation. A series of military intelligence documents leaked by a group of hacktivists that became known as the Guacamaya revealed that the leader of CSRDL, Jose Antonio Yepes Ortiz, better known as El Maro, had still been calling the shots from prison after his arrest in 2020. The crime boss had been relying on his brother Rodolfo El Rudy Yepes Ortiz and his sister Karen Lisbeth, who was the financial leader of the organization. As Breitbart Texas reported, Mexican military forces arrested El Rudy on November 8 in the border state of Baja California, where he had been ordering hits and working alliances of convenience with cells of the Sinaloa cartel who have also been fighting with CJNG. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas and Jose Luis Lara from Michoacán.